I said yesterday I'd talk some more about dinosaurs. I will a little bit here. The kind of preface to a little talk. As most people know nowadays, but did not know just a few decades ago, the most likely cause of the extinction of all the dinosaurs except for one branch that they now call the avian dinosaurs, which is the birds. The birds, the experts are saying nowadays that the birds are actually direct descendants of the dinosaurs and the only remaining direct descendants of the dinosaurs. Anyway, the event that caused the extinction of the dinosaurs, most likely, was an asteroid striking the Earth just off the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. And this cataclysmic event had repercussions that ended up in killing off all the big dinosaurs and leaving just the ancestors of modern day birds. And mammals and some other life forms. But many life forms, in addition to dinosaurs, both animal and plant, were extinguished, exterminated, went extinct after that asteroid hit the Earth. Of course, that doesn't have an awful lot to do, it doesn't seem to have an awful lot to do with Buddhism as such. On the other hand, the only beings among the animals and the humans and the plants on this planet that we know of for sure that are consciously practicing and studying Buddhism are human beings. And if the Earth was still dominated by dinosaurs, which it probably would be, if it weren't for that asteroid hitting the Earth millions of years ago, there would not be human beings sitting in this meditation hall at present, maybe listening to this Dharma talk online. There would not be human beings. So for us, for human beings, this asteroid is a blessing. It was hard luck for the dinosaurs, however. The history of living beings, the history of streams of karma, the history of realms of existence is full of disasters. And relentlessly, inexorably, the eternal turns all of these disasters to good. It may take some time for these beneficial consequences to manifest in a way that we can perceive them and understand them somewhat, but it does happen. The Eternal uses everything for good. Every extinction, every ending, it is very difficult indeed to go where the wind of the eternal is blowing us, to take the opportunities that are being offered us. If we do not have a fundamental trust that things are going to work out in the end, that whatever difficulties we may encounter, whatever mistakes we may make, the Eternal is going to use it all for good. This is a fundamental trust, and the need for this trust is expressed in one of the laws of the universe, one of the five laws of the universe. Without fail, evil is vanquished and good prevails. We don't need to analyze the meaning of evil in this context. We can just rather naively view it in the broadest possible meaning, not just moral evil, but events which are difficult and painful and hard to accept. Without fail, the Eternal makes use of all such events. Without fail, the Eternal turns all such events to good. Death itself is a great example of this. We don't live forever. As I've been saying, our life is very, very short. When you're very young, life seems to stretch out for you, potentially, for a very great length of time. When you get old, life seems to have been very, very short indeed. The death of any being, the death of great multitudes of beings, is never the end of the story. A light bulb, as it were, has blinked out. So another light bulb gets screwed into the socket. And there's the light again, visible. All the while, the amount of current flowing through the system hasn't changed. This is a reminder, again, of that law of the conservation of karma and merit. The deeper reality has not changed. Just because there are changes in the appearance of things on the surface. It is very easy to choose to ignore the quiet voice of the heart out of fear of what one might lose if one actually moved in the direction that one is being quietly nudged to move in. It is very easy to ignore that still small voice out of fear, and thereby to miss out on something precious and wonderful. Fearlessness is not a state in which one feels no fear in the presence of potential danger and risk. Real fearlessness is being willing to take the next step that is truly good to take, even while one may be experiencing fear, and sometimes a very good deal of fear. Yes, the worst might happen, but it is rarely helpful to assume that the worst will happen. It is much better to assume that things can work out and to take that next step looking up, not down. Whole worlds, whole universes come into being and pass away. All the while, the Eternal is. And the wind of the Eternal keeps blowing through all the changes, through all the arisings and passings, through all the births and deaths. In this process, who knows in what form, and in what realm, in what life or lives, the merit of our training may manifest. And in that situation, that merit may do wonderful things, may help someone or something do wonderful things. All the suffering, all the confusion, all the savagery, all the difficulty is just the raw material for this flowing light of merit. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.